Welcome to China in Context. I'm Duncan Barclay. It can be exciting to gamble on the stock market. Many small investors in China have tended to treat the activity a bit like a game at a casino. They do their best to pick a few winners and make a quick profit, while at the same time justifying their habit by claiming that their money is boosting Chinese businesses and helping with the patriotic campaign of national rejuvenation. However, in recent months, investors have found themselves on a losing streak. Financial newspapers describe the situation as a slump caused by the protracted sell-off in domestic equities. This worries the Chinese government, which is trying to win back the confidence of investors. And this being China, the rules of the game are set by the Communist Party. Rather an odd situation, given the long association between stock markets and freewheeling capitalism. Today, we'll be asking why many foreigners have started to take the view that Chinese equities have become uninvestable. And I'm pleased to welcome back a guest who's well-placed to provide reliable and independent analysis. I'm joined once again by Duncan Wrigley, Chief China Economist at Pantheon Economics. Duncan, welcome back.
Oh, great to be here with you again, Duncan, in the Year of the Dragon, too.
Now, I've often been told that the Chinese stock market is a bit like a casino. But actually, I wonder if that's fair. After all, there are thousands of companies which have their shares listed in Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Hong Kong. How would you describe this particular type of capitalism in communist China?
Yeah, I think it's helpful to understand where the system's coming from. In China, the stock market was set up actually as part of state-owned enterprise reform, you know, in the 1990s. It wasn't primarily about raising money for companies, private companies, or supporting investors. It was more about supporting existing state sector reform. And it did play a role also in revitalizing enterprises, also in sorting out effectively insolvent banks, state-owned banks in the late 90s. But when you understand that origin, you know, you can also understand why a large number of the stocks on the stock market aren't high quality. They're state-owned enterprises. They're not, you know, primarily driven by efficiency or the needs and wants of investors. A second thing to think about is also the state of the stock markets. There is a move to try and improve regulatory protection, investors, all this kind of thing is happening in China, has been happening for a bit. But, you know, this process started, say, in the UK and the US way back in the 1980s. China is doing it, but it's a little way behind. And another thing to bear in mind is because of the kind of investors, because of the kind of companies on the market, there's a lot of short-term trading. It's not really long-term investment that is predominant. And short-term investment tends to lead to a lot of volatility. So I think when you understand, you know, these kind of issues, it is quite understandable why the Chinese stock market is, you know, tends to be quite volatile, and, you know, maybe has a little less of the kind of investment environment that you find in more developed markets.
Well, thank you. That's a very useful overview to start us off. Now, I mean, there are relatively few foreign investors who are playing the Chinese stock market. I know they're interested, but it does seem as though international players have decided that, well, in some cases, it's game over for now. But you see, alongside that, I've seen lots of signs that the authorities in China actually want to hold back foreign investment. At the same time, they want to restore confidence. So I'm a bit confused. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, I think the policy environment towards foreign investors and towards specific sectors that foreign investors really wanted to invest in has shifted back and forth over the years. That is creating some of this confusion. You know, if you look at global investment funds right now, you know, they are concerned about some of the big policy shifts that China's gone through over the last couple of years. You know, obviously under COVID, the pandemic, containing the pandemic was very much prioritized over everything else, including the economy, including investment. But also, if you look during that time, there was big shifts. So there was a crackdown in 2020 on internet companies, on online education. And that was motivated by social goals, under the umbrella common prosperity, national security, data protection, all this kind of stuff. That kind of crackdown, the wave, the unexpected wave of new regulations really put the fright into many foreign investors. You know, one of the big sectors which is popular for foreign investors at that time are internet companies like Alibaba, Tencent, and they have overseas listings, making them easy to invest in. Fast forward to today, China's reopened now for a year, and the policy priorities in China have shifted, tilted much towards supporting current growth, rejuvenating confidence, both in the markets and the private sector generally. And that has also fed through in terms of the policy stance towards some of these sectors, including tech and the internet. But, you know, global funds are still feeling the impact and the shock that they had at these policy shifts over the years. So, you know, I do see, at least from China, Beijing's perspective, positive moves to try to encourage foreign investors to come back in China, but they are trying to rebuild from a sort of damaged position in terms of confidence. And then on top of that, you do have to layer some of the structural issues. I would say the geopolitical tension that has appeared, particularly between the US and China in recent years, you know, that's here to stay.
Well, I'm assuming that China thinks it can sort these problems out. I mean, I'm wondering if there's a view, if the stock market's actually a bit of a sideshow. It's not that important when it comes to a state-led approach to managing the economy.
Yeah, I think what is absolutely true is China's way of funding corporate investment is very different, say, from the US. China has a bank-based corporate funding environment. Most of the money raised in China and the companies use to invest or run themselves comes from bank loans or retained earnings, the profits that companies actually earn themselves. In China, bond issuance and stock market funding play a very much a secondary role. By contrast, in the US, for example, companies rely much more on bond and stock market finance, with bank loans playing a relatively subsidiary role. So that is very different in China. And it's starting to change. It's starting to change because China is trying to promote smaller private companies because they generate lots of jobs, innovation, and these kind of smaller private companies do struggle to get money from banks. So hence you have, for example, President Xi pushing for the creation of a new stock exchange, the Beijing Stock Exchange, in September 2021, with the specific aim of trying to help emerging tech companies to try to raise capital.
Look, when it comes to the stock market, though, I think my research has uncovered three strategies. First of all, the Chinese government has established something called the Stock Market Stabilization Fund. Secondly, we seem to have a sort of national team, which is primed to pile into the market on bad days in order to buy up shares to stop them falling in value. And thirdly, it seems to me as though the authorities have the power to basically order institutional investors not to sell domestic stocks. Surely that must be enough to ensure that the stock market doesn't collapse any further.
Yes. Such kinds of intervention did indeed help in a previous cycle. So the last big downturn was in 2015. Some similarities, and the government did intervene using things like the national team to buy up stocks, and it did indeed put a floor under the market. But I would add that the market only managed to sustain a significant rise once broader economic indicators also started to improve. In that case, it was rising commodity prices, thanks to certain supply-side reforms and property sector support, that kind of stuff. Now, this time round, I think we see this market, the stock market intervention happening again, and it has seemed to put a floor under the stock market over the last, around Chinese New Year, the last week or so of trading days. But I am skeptical that it's enough in itself to sustain an up cycle in the market. I think that will require greater investor confidence in China's growth prospects and addressing some of the structural issues currently weighing on consumer demand, such as the very weak property market.
Well, lastly, I want to pose a question to you and your team, actually. Given the plunging confidence in Chinese stock markets, particularly the loss of confidence in them by international investors, what do you think of people who say that actually it's not worth taking a stake in Chinese shares, or something along the lines of China's becoming uninvestable?
I will say, you know, number one, it depends on who you are, who you're regulated by, the political pressure you're on, all that. Put that aside. Let's take a cue from foreign investors. By that, I mean foreign companies investing in China and what they say about the investment environment, because, of course, financial investors have to invest in, you know, actual companies on the ground. The general picture, if you look at some of these surveys, is yes, the investment environment in China is difficult, but it has improved from the worst point of last year. So take US businesses, for example. Now, the latest survey in January, about half of them see China as a top three global investment destination, up, you know, 5 percentage points from last year, a small move, but it is improving. You also see a similar improvement when you ask them about the expectations of profits this year. So, you know, and then you get slightly different survey results from different countries. But I think the big picture is, look, the Chinese investment environment for companies, for foreign companies, it's got past the worst point last year. It's on an improving trend. It's on a kind of gentle upward trend, but it is going in the right direction. And I think that holds true also when you're looking at potential investment in the stocks of Chinese companies.
Well, it's good to end on a note of optimism. Thank you very much, Duncan, for your thoughtful analysis of this topic. That was Duncan Wrigley, Chief China Economist at Pantheon Economics. This podcast is made by the SOAS China Institute, part of the University of London, and you can find out more about our courses and research at soas.ac.uk. But for now, that's all from us here at the China in Context podcast team.